Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Soggy weather in the forecast. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A GoFundMe campaign has started for a Warkworth man who was killed last week following a propane tank explosion. Derek Harding was an employee at the Belmar Winds Golf Resort east of Peterborough, where provincial police claim a tank exploded Wednesday inside a residential trailer. The 63-year-old was airlifted to Toronto Hospital, where he died of his injuries Thursday. Nearly $7,400 has been raised, with the goal of $26,000. The investigation into the incident continues. With significant rain forecasted for the next several days, small creeks and rivers in Northumberland County may be inundated with extra water. The Lower Trent Conservation says local waterways from Grafton to Quinte West and Rice Lake to Central Hastings are not expected to experience flooding, but low-lying areas may see unsafe banks and dangerous conditions for recreational users. Current forecasts indicate that rainfall amounts between 35 and 55 millimeters are expected through this time period. A low-pressure system has moved into the area and is expected to clear Thursday. Following a competitive recruitment process, Northumberland County has announced the appointment of Bill Detlor, the Director of Community and Social Services, as of October 10th. A respected municipal and healthcare executive with more than 30 years of leadership experience, Detlor may be familiar with local residents from his 13 years of service with Northumberland County, first as Chief of Northumberland Paramedics, then as Golden Plough Lodge Administrator. In both positions, he led significant service improvements. These include the implementation of the Community Paramedicine Program, data-driven deployment strategies that enhanced paramedic emergency response, and leadership the plough during the unprecedented challenges of COVID-19. In sports, the Jays look to make it two in a row in Washington. They beat the Nationals last night 3-2, and the Toronto Tempo are in Minnesota to play the Lynx in WNBA action. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Ready to melt away stress? Experience the Halo Head Spa at Village Beauty Bar in Port Hope. This deeply relaxing premium treatment combines therapeutic scalp massages and soothing cleansing rituals to restore balance to your hair and mind. During June, we're offering 20% off to everyone who works in schools. You do so much and deserve total tranquility after a long school year. Call or text 905-373-8260 to book your escape today.
The Lions Club of Cobourg is a not-for-profit service club that's been active in the town of Cobourg since 1977. The Lions Club has been involved in many community projects over the years, and revenue earned is given to the community organizations and individuals who are in need of help. They also offer a complete catering and bar service, so why not think of the Cobourg Community Lions Center for your next big event? The Lions Club Community Center is at 157 Elgin Street East in Cobourg. You can reach out to them online at CobourgLionsCommunityCenter.com or call 905-372-6217.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. 10 to 15 millimeters of rain tonight, low of 18, cloudy, 70% chance of showers and a risk of a thunderstorm tomorrow, high 23, humidex of 28, a mix of sun and cloud Thursday, high 26. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.